Good afternoon, I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. A record-setting slow-moving heat wave moving across Colorado this week. Some areas will experience temperatures 10 to 20 degrees higher than what is typical in July. And some triple-digit temperatures expected to envelop the region through Monday. There's a potential for a high of 105 degrees in Sterling, 104 in Grand Junction, and 103 in Lamar. Colorado voters will have the option to vote for a Libertarian presidential candidate on the ballot this November, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports who that will be is the source of a lot of drama.
Last week, the state's Libertarian Party announced that the independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would appear as the Libertarian nominee for president on Colorado ballots. One problem? The National Libertarian Party already nominated Chase Oliver for president. Party member Karen Ann Harlow says he should be the one on the Colorado ballot.
They are grossly violating their bylaws.
Each party only has one spot. State Libertarian officials say they have the right to choose their presidential nominee, and they hope an alliance with Kennedy will be a boost. Now, both factions are filing paperwork for their guy to appear on the Colorado ballot, and that could set up a legal fight. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum reopens to the public this weekend with a day of family-friendly events. The former El Paso County Courthouse has housed the museum since 1979. It closed a year ago for an extensive $8 million renovation to its HVAC system, as well as touch-ups in other areas of the building. New and refreshed exhibits will also be in place. The Pioneers Museum is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial sponsors have no editorial influence. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Fresh air coming up next.